you made a decision regarding Joseph Black and retrying him on the four charges that were considered a mistrial. Before we talk about that, what do you make of this jury's verdict, not guilty on first-degree attempted murder, second-degree attempted murder?
Well, look, you know, jurors are going to bring in their personal understanding and their life experiences, and any time a jury's made the decision, we always will definitely respect it. You know, the defendant, he exercised his right, he testified, and then one of the things that was very interesting from my understanding, he talked about they're trying to give me life, they're trying to give me life. What, if any, role that played on the jury, I don't know. But what I do know is that we still have an individual who's a police officer doing their job to protect the citizens, and based on the facts and evidence, we're going to go ahead and continue to proceed to hold that individual, Mr. Black, accountable for those actions.
Is the jury's decision a case of what's called jury nullification?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, you got to understand, there were, what, six counts, if I'm not mistaken, they found not guilty in two of them, and they were hung on the rest. So there is no nullification, because nullification means everything was not guilty. There was just not guilty on the top two counts. The young man is still facing, if I'm not mistaken, 50-some years in prison. And when you bring that in, that's a significant amount of time, 55 years in prison with the first file without the possibility of parole. And when you also sit down and look, this young man, if I'm not mistaken, was backing up about 17 years on two separate violations of probation.
Sure. Had he he had mentioned in his testimony, had he faced, you know, they're trying to give me life, they're trying to give me life. Had he been convicted of all six charges, would he faced life in prison?
On attempt first-degree murder, he would have faced it. But look, his guidelines wouldn't have given him life, nothing whatsoever. I mean, to be honest, he maybe would have gotten maybe the 20 years or 30 years max, and now he still faces 55 years. So we're really in the same position that we've always been. It was just really, we look at it as a hung jury. But also sometimes, you know, having been done, you know, I've done trials for 27 years. Juries like to have something pretty clean and straightforward. And when you look at the assault charges, they're clean and straightforward. A first-degree assault, it's a clean charge. It's difficult sometimes for juries to grasp and other individuals to grasp an attempt murder charge when there isn't a handgun or some other weapon used. Here was a vehicle dragging an officer. It's a little more difficult to sometimes grasp that. However, you know, the jury spoke on those first two counts. They're no longer there. However, we're making it clear that this young man still faces a significant number of charges, and, you know, he has a violation of probation where he was on the witness stand, and based on his own testimony, he's admitted to criminal activity. That is a violation, from my understanding, of, you know, his probation based on that young man's testimony under oath. So there's a lot going on with this young man.
Right.
But at the end of the day, our job is public safety. You know, you're already on not one but two probations. Then you have this other incident. And so everything is saying that this is a young man that needs to definitely be held accountable to protect the citizens of Baltimore City.
Final question, just on a related subject. We're ending 2023. You're ending your first year in office. I know C4 and Brian and TJ have gone into great detail with you about this. I'll just ask you to comment briefly. Where is Baltimore City at the end of 2023, at the end of the first year of an Ivan Bates administration?
So we're moving in the right direction. We have so far to go, but we're moving in the right direction where we want to make sure all citizens are going to feel safer in our city. We now realize we have a juvenile issue that we need to deal with to make sure we can hold young people accountable, but make sure young people get the services so they can have a bright future. But I think what we've done is we've realized what we need to do, and we've put together a plan to get us to where we need to be.
Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to you. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in the new year. Thank you.